The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
Black Lives Matter, Jim Acosta, the left-wing media owes Donald Trump an apology for accusing him of clearing out Lafayette Square. It is a lie.
And is Biden asking the Europeans to do anything to push back against Russian cyber terrorism? Is he even talking about what should we do to rein China in? No, this is just all happy talk. I miss Trump.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
Those words really, really rang true. I miss Trump. Boy, do we miss Trump, huh? As Kamala Harris continues to implode and Biden stumbles around, refusing to put America first overseas, we learn about how many ways Trump has been vindicated just recently. Isn't it fascinating how we're just finding out that Trump clearing out the so-called peaceful protesters of Lafayette Square Park was a lie? Remember this montage? Remember the media spreading their falsehoods when the president, all he wanted to do was show support for a church, and they mocked him relentlessly. Black Lives Matter peaceful protesters vandalized and damaged, tried to burn down a historic church in Lafayette Park, across from the White House. So he wanted to walk over there and show some support for the church and support for law and order and hold a Bible up. Heaven forbid we return to our Bibles, huh? And the peaceful protesters were cleared out violently by Trump's goons. Oh, well, don't let me tell you. Let's just go back and listen to the media.
If the White House president and his team had to do it all over again, would you have gassed and pummeled protesters to clear the park so the president could have a photo op?
Cleared away protesters using tear gas and rubber bullets so that Donald Trump could walk across the street from the White House and stage a photo op in front of a church with an upside-down Bible.
The president wanted this photo op, and he wanted to disperse that crowd because he is, he wants an image of this, all of these protests being one thing, which is violent, which, of course, is not accurate.
Why were they ordered to move on protesters at that moment? Obviously, the president wanted a photo op.
All a bunch of liars, apparently. An investigation by the Inspector General of the United States Department of the Interior found that they did not clear Lafayette Park so that President Trump could take a photo in front of historic St. John's Church. They were lying. The discovery and the investigation and the ensuing result dismantles the lies that were made by all these legacy media figures that the former president had the park cleared for a photo op. You know how many ways Trump is being vindicated these days? Have you noticed? You are, right? You're paying attention. Oh, I miss Trump. And I don't think he's going anywhere. And in fact, maybe he's going to run again in 2024. I don't know. I hope he does. I hope he does. If he doesn't run, I hope he is in the ear of whoever is going to run as a Republican, because we need him. We need this. We need him back so badly. Over and over and over, he's being vindicated. How about 8 anti-Trump narratives that the media is finally forced to admit they were wrong about all along? I mean, the park. You got the park. Brianna Lyman points this out at the Daily Column. Trump ordered protesters to be tear gassed for a photo op. Lie. The lab leak theory about the Wuhan Institute of Virology was a conspiracy. Well, looks like they got some egg on their face on that one. Trump ignored Russian bounties on U.S. soldiers. Was never proven. It was completely bogus. It was a lie. Trump told Georgia officials to find the fraud. Remember, the Washington Post had to issue a lengthy correction in March that Trump did not tell the chief investigator of Georgia's Secretary of State office to find the fraud. Lie. Trump said white supremacists were fine people. That was a lie. Trump referred to illegal immigrants as animals. That was a lie. I mean, over and over. How about the biggie? Trump flat out lied when he said his campaign was wiretapped. And turned out it was. Or finally, hours into Trump's presidency, Time magazine reported Trump removed the bust of Martin Luther King Jr. out of the Oval Office. Time had to apologize for that lie. The bust was obscured by a door and a Secret Service agent. It was always there. I mean, but here are some things that apparently are not lies. Illegal border crossing attempts reaching a new high under Joe Biden. 180,000 in the month of May. Federal law enforcement at the U.S.-Mexico border stopped over 180,000 people who tried to enter the country illegally last month. It's the highest number in more than two decades. You're doing great, border czar. Meanwhile, Kamala Harris is snapping now at reporters openly. It took a Univision reporter to get under the skin of the thin-skinned vice president, Kamala Harris. This is classic. This is good.
I said I'm going to go to the border. And when are you going to the border, Vice President?
The administration has asked. I'm not finished. I said I'm going to the border.
She loves that. I'm not finished. Remember when she did that to Mike Pence? I'm not finished. Has there ever been a more unlikable politician in the history of the United States of America? She's cringeworthy, and she just keeps getting worse. So we know that they're messing up. We know the border's a catastrophe under Biden. How about the economy? The U.S. economy's inflation rate is the highest in 13 years. Prices surging. Consumers are seeing higher prices for most of our purchases. Things like vehicles, cars, and trucks leapt 7.3% from the previous month. Inflation is here. What do they want to do? Spend more. I miss Trump. Boy, do I miss. Let me ask you a question. Let's just start this Friday, June the 11th, 2021, and we have some great things to celebrate together. We've got some good news today. Let me start with this. Do you want Donald Trump to run again in 2024? I do. It hit me driving into work today. I want him to run again. I want him to run. I want it back. I want the Make America Great Again mantle to wrap my arms around. I want President Trump. I love DeSantis. There's a lot of great Republicans who are probably licking their chops. I think we need the man back. I think we need Donald Trump to run for president again in 2024. I haven't said that over the last 6 months, but I'm saying it today. How about you? 1-800-655-MIKE. Is that a mistake? Would that be a mistake for Trump to run again for president? He can, you know. I think he should. Or do you think that would be a disaster for the Republican Party and for the country, more importantly? 1-800-655-MIKE. In the ReliefFactor.com studios, it's time to have an open conversation. Let's just put it on the table. Let me just get as many voices in here as we can. I want a bunch of callers. Let's take a little straw poll, an unofficial straw poll. Is it time to openly advocate for Donald J. Trump to run for president again? Considering how many times and ways he's been vindicated, considering how disastrous the Biden-Harris administration is turning out to be, should we openly ask for President Trump to run again? Or is that a mistake? 1-800-655-MIKE. Press 1 to come on air with me. 2 to leave a voicemail. Text us your comments to the MyPillow text line. However you get here, get here. We're waiting. 1-800-655-MIKE.
Be sure to get the Mike Gallagher Show podcast at MikeOnline.com.
I'll bet you've seen Pete and Seth Talbot on the TV, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. Boy, are they great guys. They have a heart for the hurting. They just want to get you out of pain. They also do a whole lot of things behind the scenes that you'll never hear of. In fact, let me share with you a little secret. The 1995 quick start that I always tell you about, where you could try the product, the 100% drug-free Relief Factor for 3 weeks for $19.95, they lose money on that deal. But they know you're probably going to keep ordering because it does work, and they want to prove it to you. Relief Factor is made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It goes to work on the inflammation that causes back pain or neck pain or hip pain, pain from a workout at the gym. I want you to try. Go to ReliefFactor.com. If it doesn't work, you notify them after 3 weeks, and you're out $20. But if it does, consider what life could be like. Could be like pain-free. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
Mike Gallagher.
After 4 years of destruction by the Biden administration with additional aid from Harris, I don't think there's anybody else but Trump that could straighten out the country.
Hi, Mike. Of course Trump should run again. He deserves to run again. He's the greatest president in the 20th century, or 21st century, sorry, Mike. And it could be a Trump DeSantis ticket.
A lot of people are saying that, too, and I've been thinking long and hard about a Trump DeSantis ticket. There's no secret that there's been a disagreement between President Trump and Vice President Pence over the events, I guess, of January 6th. I think that's what it is, right? Didn't Mike Pence the other day at a speech say that he and Trump don't see eye to eye over that day? I don't know what they don't see eye to eye over. I don't know. I mean, Mike Pence is a good man. He's been very loyal to President Trump as his vice president. But maybe it's time for some fresh blood. Maybe it's time for a new face. Maybe it's time for a Trump DeSantis ticket. What would, I mean, look at Florida. Under DeSantis' leadership, not only has Florida navigated through coronavirus spectacularly well, this week the Florida Board of Education banned the teaching of this horrific critical race theory in Florida classrooms. How about that? Teach kids about slavery, the Civil War, about terrible things that happened in this country, and terrible things we did, but we're not going to teach kids that America is inherently racist. We're not going to teach kids that the whole foundation of America is built on the stain of slavery and hatred and bigotry. We're not going to teach kids that we're a miserable nation. Wow, what a concept. That's Ron DeSantis. That's Florida. So maybe it's time. Let's get a lot of voices in here. I had a whole bank of calls, and I don't know where everybody went. Don't go away. 1-800-655-MIKE. Let's line you up. I want to find out if you think it's time for Donald Trump to start saying, I'm running again in 2024. I want to know what you think of a Trump DeSantis ticket. I want to see what you think about the idea of Donald Trump actually running in 2024. Let's have this conversation once and for all. We've tiptoed around it for 6 months. Now that we're seeing what a disaster Biden is, maybe it's time. 800-655-6453. Let's go. Ray, we'll start with you. Should he run again?
Absolutely. You know, I was telling your screener, if our country is not absolutely appalled at what's happened during Biden's first 6 months and realize that they made a huge mistake because of the politicians who are corrupt and were trying to demean this great guy.
Right.
I mean, it's silly. Donald Trump should definitely run, and I think he and DeSantis would make a formidable team. The only problem is it would scare the heck out of all these people, and they'd probably start their whole onslaught of falsehoods again to try and malign everybody.
After their credibility has been shot the way it has, let them try. I mean, they're going to lose their minds, but let it. Let them lose their minds. Let's see what others say. Thanks. Here's Lisa. Lisa, what about you? Should he run?
Absolutely. I think he should run.
All right. Let's see what others say. Appreciate it. Let's go. 1-800-655-MIKE. Should the man run again? Should he say, I'm throwing my hat in the ring, let's get started, let's knock it off with critical race theory, with anti-police? Do you know the candidate for mayor in New York who Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez endorsed wouldn't commit to whether or not police in New York should get to keep their guns? Oh, yeah, that happened in a debate last night. 800-655-MIKE, here's Sandy. Hey, Sandy, how about you? Should he run again?
Mike, I have been praying that he runs since the day the election was stolen from him.
Wow, wow. A lot of people are praying for him to return again. All right, thank you, Sandy. I appreciate it. 800-655-MIKE, what about you, Kim? Should he run again?
Yes.
He should?
Yes.
Okay. You're a man, you're a woman of few.
We should go ahead and everybody should protest for a re-election that the
do it now,
Mellon
huh?
thing was
this
a
week.
Fraud.
Let's do it this yeah, week. Let's hold
because,
a new election
I mean,
this
by
week.
2024, Biden's going to ruin this country. We're going to be a communist country. It's going
well,
to be
first of all, yeah, but don't forget, Kim, we're going to get the House back in a few months. And I say a few months, I know it's a year away, but 2022 is going to be here before you know it. Do me a favor, don't lose faith. How can you lose faith when you see what this audience donated for our prison fellowship campaign? I just want to say thank you. 1,330 kids going to summer camp because of you and the Angel Tree Camp program. And I don't like to brag because I'm proud of our other four Salem Radio Network colleagues, but the Mike Gallagher audience sponsored more kids than all four of our other hosts combined. And collectively, we're sending a whole lot of kids to summer camp. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Wow, you donated over $260,000 in a month. Unbelievable. Best audience, most generous audience in the world. MikeOnline.com, the Angel Tree banner at the top of the page.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
As violent crime is soaring around the country, the violence in these big cities is breathtaking. It's brazen. It's ruthless. Government has to keep us safe. It's the most important job of government. And here you have, you know, people rushing to buy guns because we don't have faith anymore that government can keep us safe from this criminal violence.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
Portions of our show are brought to you by Fellowship Home Loans. Call 800-510-MIKE or go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG. Welcome home, Fellowship Home Loans. It is pretty extraordinary. I cannot get over the generosity and the kindness of this audience. And you know what? Where we really spiked yesterday was when you kept hearing about these women on The View and the New York Times ripping America as being a racist place because of American flags. And here we got a bunch of Trump-supporting patriots who listen to this show who contributed well over $250,000 in a month. It was extraordinary because Americans are looking around and seeing the disaster that is the Biden-Harris administration. For example, in May, over 180,000 border crossings under Biden. This crisis is not just deteriorating, it's a catastrophe. I had a chance to visit with Senior Advisor for Government Relations at the Heritage Foundation, Mike Howell, this week. Prior to joining the Trump administration, he was on the Hill as an attorney for both the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee and the House Oversight Committee. He went to the border recently. We talked about this border nightmare this week here on the Mike Gallagher Show. What in the world can best describe what has happened to the border in the last 6 months other than catastrophic? I mean, a lot of people want to push back and say the media accounts are wrong. You've got numbers that show that the media accounts, at least in conservative media, are right.
Right. I mean, we just got official stats coming out yesterday. Over 180,000 illegal aliens apprehended. That's after 2 months of 170 plus. So it's getting worse. This is the worst ever back-to-back numbers. We're looking at the worst year ever. This is all done on purpose. This is the game plan that they set out when the Biden campaign was gearing up and setting up for their transition into the White House. They picked all these Trump-era enforcement measures, and they turned them off overnight and sent the message loud and clear to the south of the border, cross, we'll let you in. And our communities have been terrorized on the border. I was just in Del Rio, Texas, town of 50,000 people. Guess what? They've had 100,000 cross into their community already this year. What happens when that happens? Fences are cut. Livestock are roaming free. Women are raped. Drugs are pouring in. Crime is ratcheting it up. People are terrified. And the administration, they aren't listening. They aren't doing anything to help them out. We made a video of it. If you want to check it out, it's on our Twitter page at Heritage.
Yeah, I hope everybody will. Go to the Heritage Foundation Twitter page, and you'll find this really, really important video. Mike, I'm intrigued by something you said a moment ago, because this is what we all have suspected all along, that this is by design. This isn't an accident. Talk a little bit, flesh that out for us a little bit about why the Biden-Harris administration, not only saw this coming, not only anticipated this coming, but, you know, participated in the arrival of this catastrophe.
Right. The answer is because there's a small group of ideologues in the Biden administration and advising the, you know, very absent president on these types of policies. And those people believe in two things. The first is that more illegal immigration will get more votes for the Democrats. That's why they want to do a huge amnesty and loosen all the voting restrictions. It's a political strategy. They're seeing Texas turn blue and Florida turn blue if they keep pumping illegal aliens into the country. And then the second core belief they have is they don't believe in this nation's borders. They think borders are an inconvenience. The people pulling the strings at the White House all have one thing in common. They used to have a common employer who funded their groups. Who is that? George Soros. Okay, he is the guy that is pushing forward this plan. And take a look the other day, the Biden administration announced they're going to work with six non-governmental groups to push more illegal aliens into the country. Guess who's the funder of those six groups? George Soros. The Biden administration has basically outsourced its immigration policy to the Open Society Foundation, which is a George Soros group, which hates American borders, hates national sovereignty, and is seeking to fundamentally change this nation. And they do not care if it means a humanitarian crisis for all those people who are, you know, being putting their lives in the hands of cartels along the way. They do not care if people in the United States are now, you know, coming out of the pandemic and trying to get back to work, are being forced to deal with a massive, massive record-breaking influx of illegal aliens into their own communities, which are drains on crime, on schools, on public health. None of that matters to them, because it's about votes and changing the, you know, makeup of this country and ruining its national sovereignty, security, and well-being.
Really great conversation with a smart guy, Mike Howell, senior advisor at the for government relations at the Heritage Foundation. Check the whole conversation out at MikeOnline.com with our podcast, the Mike Gallagher Show podcast. You can take with you 24/7 the M&M Experience, my daily conversations with Mark Davis out of Dallas on 660 AM The Answer, which is always great radio, and interviews like that one with Mike Howell. Lots of long-form, terrific one-on-one chats where we don't always have the time for long-form extended conversations on air on the radio show. You could do them. You could find them on our website and subscribe to our podcast wherever podcasts are available. A lot more coming up. Portions of our show brought to you by AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. Glad you're here on a Friday in the ReliefFactor.com studios. And, by the way, did you hear about Florida, speaking of Ron DeSantis, banning critical race theory instruction in Florida's schools? The left doesn't know what to make of people like Ron DeSantis or Greg Abbott or Donald Trump, for that matter. Speaking of not knowing what to make of things, what are they going to do if Trump runs again? You think they're losing their minds now? Lots of reaction to that. Happy Friday.
Listen to Mike on all your Amazon Echo devices. Just tell Alexa to play The Mike Gallagher Show.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Mike Gallagher.
I call it the great pushback. There does seem like there is a tremendous pushback happening right now in America, and I'm really, really honored to be sort of on the front lines of this pushback. Trump keeps getting vindicated. The Biden administration keeps stumbling in a major way. And things are happening. They're trying to throw, the left does what the left does. They're throwing everything they can to see what sticks. This week, there was a big revelation that the top 25 wealthy Americans paid no federal income tax. Now, you know, a lot of people understand how that works. Half of Americans don't pay any federal income tax. You either make too much or too little. But that's what's wrong with our tax code. That's the inequity of our tax code in America. The unfairness of taxes is astounding. You don't pay any federal tax, you don't have any skin in the game. Now, wealthy people that have gazillions of dollars, like Bezos and Michael Bloomberg, they pay taxes in a variety of ways. They just might not pay federal income tax. Well, when this was released this week by ProPublica, you know, ProPublica's publication of a so-called vast trove of taxpayer information led Elizabeth Warren and lefties to say, aha, see, the wealthy don't pay their fair share. The optics of this story are bad. There's no question about it. I said that as soon as it came out. And there's also a secondary concern. How did ProPublica get its hands on private confidential tax returns of Americans? That is illegal, you know, right? I mean, nobody even, the mainstream media won't even bother to acknowledge the illegality of that act. But there is one organization that wants to acknowledge it, do more than that, in fact. Andy Mangione joins us every week from AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. I was reading over at AMAC.us how Senator Braun and other Senate colleagues are calling for an investigation into the weaponization of IRS data. Hey, Andy, always great to chat with you every week. Today it's Friday. Let's talk a little bit about this real scandal, a scandal that the MSM isn't paying much attention to, but you guys are.
Absolutely, Mike. We're watching very closely. Letters sent to request an investigation of taxpayer service data that you just mentioned that was recently leaked by the website ProPublica. Senators Blackburn, Lee, Cruz, Braun, Johnson have made this request to the acting Treasury Inspector General and the Inspector General for Tax Administration. Now, Mike, these senators want to know how this IRS information was lost and hold accountable any individuals who broke federal laws by inappropriately sharing confidential tax information. The senators note, Mike, that American citizens have reason to be distrusting, having witnessed IRS personnel weaponize information in recent years for the purpose of targeting certain tax-exempt organizations for political reasons during the Obama administration. The senators believe, Mike, that it appears personnel with access to Americans' personal and confidential information are again misusing protected information for political reasons, and they want the United States Department of Treasury and the IRS to hold accountable any individual who broke federal laws by inappropriately sharing the confidential tax information of multiple Americans. AMAC will be tracking this scenario closely, and we will update our members on the progress of this request.
Well, it's important, Andy, because, you know, arguably, this is what the left is doing to conservatives, to Trump, to Republicans up and down the board. You think about what's happening with the U.S. Attorney's Office in New York, the Southern District in Manhattan. They're trying to go after the Trump Organization. They're pouring through, apparently, tax records. They've convened a grand jury. What they're trying to do, it's an investigation in search of a crime, which turns everything on its head. That's not the way it's supposed to work. That's not the way you're not supposed to have activist political hacks representing the Justice Department, representing the U.S. Attorney's Office, certainly not representing the IRS. And yet, as you point out, Andy, this is weaponizing what should be secure private information. Taxpayers of all income levels need to have the confidence in our institutions that they're not going to be weaponized for political gain.
Absolutely, Mike. Is there any reason why Americans are very wary of these institutions today?
No, none whatsoever. Is there any shock that Americans are wary of the news media? We've been talking today, Andy, about at least eight ways that Trump has been vindicated just in the last few weeks. The Inspector General report revealing that they did not clear out Lafayette Park of peaceful protesters so Trump could have a photo op. That was a lie. The Wuhan virus lab leak theory that Trump has been talking about for many, many months. Well, it's got a lot of credibility right now. I mean, on and on and on. You know, Andy, I know I hate to drag you into the political waters, but while I've got you today, let's talk a little bit about what AMAC members say about the Trump years, about the country going forward. Now we're getting warnings about inflation having arrived. Now we're seeing all kinds of catastrophes on the border. I mean, it feels like this country has taken a very bad turn since Trump left office. I've been sort of talking to listeners all over the country today about whether or not it's a good idea for Donald Trump to run again in 2024. Do AMAC members wade into that territory?
Absolutely, Mike, and I'll tell you how they wade into it. Now, you understand that we don't endorse candidates, but we do support conservative principles, conservative legislation, conservative policies. We polled our members at the end of 2020 and allowed them, I actually asked them to vote on who should be AMAC's man or person of the year. Guess who they voted for? Overwhelmingly, it was President Trump.
Wow.
And we are working to bestow President Trump with the Dan and Judy Weber AMAC Founders Award. We're still working to schedule that with the president. But our members have spoken. They had a lot to choose from, and it wasn't even close, Mike. I think that says it all right there.
It sure does, and it reminds everybody listening why you should tear up your AARP card and join AMAC. This is a powerful grassroots organization representing 50-plus Americans in a way that no other organization does. I'm honored to be a lifetime honorary member, and I hope that everybody will sign up. It's $16 a year to get your AMAC card, get all the benefits and discounts you get everywhere else, and you're working with an organization that's fighting for our values. It's the Association of Mature American Citizens. Andy Mangione, keep fighting the good fight. Great having you on the program. Incidentally, I almost buried the lead. Go to GallagherForAMAC.com. Andy, you should have slapped me. I almost forgot. GallagherForAMAC.com or call 855-624-6229, 855-624-6229, or go to GallagherForAMAC.com. Thanks for the visit, Andy. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Mike. God bless.
God bless. 6 minutes before the hour. Yeah, it is really something to see that we knew it was going to be bad. I don't think we knew how bad it was going to be so quickly. How quickly this country would turn. Now let's find somebody who doesn't think Trump should run. Angela. Hey, Angela, thanks very much for joining us. How are you?
I'm wonderful, Mike. Peace be with you.
Peace be with you as well. You don't think it's a good idea for President Trump to try to run again?
Only because we would need 8 years of him to get all this stuff cleaned up, not only four, and then another regime change. You know, otherwise, I wish he would, absolutely. But we need 8 years in a row, not just four, because we weren't able to get everything done that we needed. It was clouded by all the craziness.
All right, so maybe we have 4 more years of Donald Trump and then 4 years of Vice President Ron DeSantis, who then becomes President DeSantis.
Well, 8 years in a row of Ron DeSantis would be fantastic. So I've got my fingers crossed.
All right, Angela. I appreciate it very much. Good to have your input. I'm tired of sort of pussyfooting around on this issue. And I hear it every day from people, and it feels like the floodgates are opening up. Our lines have been jammed, and people texting over and over on the mic. And if you couldn't get through on our talk lines, text us your comments at 800-655-6453, brought to you by MyPillow, and do not run. We are counting down to Father's Day. What is today? What's the date today? June 11th? You got 9 days to take care of Dad. You know how you take care of him? You get him a pillow, because we've talked Mike Lindell into lowering the premium MyPillow by $40 just in time for Father's Day. It's normally $69.98. You can get your MyPillow for $29.98 when you enter the promo code MikeG. And the bathrobes for Dad, they've got a brand new color in time for Father's Day, navy blue. Huge discount. I think it's 50%, 40% off, I'm pretty sure, when you enter the promo code MikeG. They're sending me a new blue one. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. Or call 800-928-6034, like we love to sing.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Promo code MikeG. How radical is the Democrat Party of 2021? Do you know? The mayoral candidate in New York City that AOC wants to win as mayor isn't sure if New York City police officers should be allowed to keep their guns. We'll dive into that and more all coming up as our Friday episode continues.